Good morning. Good Sunday morning, ladies and gentlemen, our dear friends, brothers and sisters around the nation and around the world. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from those high Rocky Mountains of Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you again today, folks. Very, very good to be back with you. Well, Sunday here in the USA, and it's another day in other parts of the world, I recognize that, but it's Sunday here in the USA. Not the true Sabbath, but the day that many, from 99% of American Christians go to church, the day after the Sabbath. The seventh day, of course, is Saturday. But I was reading my Bible again last night, and I want to share another lie that we have been taught. Our ministers have been taught in seminaries. We call them cemeteries because anything that a young Christian who went to seminary to become a minister in Bible school that they knew beforehand, it died when they got to seminary because our seminaries were taken over in the very early 1900s by God's enemies, and Bible schools were too, and they were taught from the very evil Scofield Reference Bible that has all the lies that they wanted to teach the our preachers. So if you have a preacher that went to seminary or Bible school and became a preacher before the 1900s, which most all of us do, then he was taught these lies, or she was taught these lies. And I want to point out in Genesis, okay, I'm reading the Bible through again, because every time I read the Bible through, God points out more messages to me and you. That's the way God talks to us, through His Word. And here's something that popped out to me last night, and it's the lie that if you say anything or do anything against a Jew, God is going to send a lightning bolt and smoke you out of your tennis shoes, because you criticize one of God's chosen people. Well, this is not true, folks. That is not in the Holy Bible. And I came to that last night in Genesis chapter 12. And God made this statement to Abram. Now, Abram turned out to be Abraham later on in life because God changed his name to Abraham. But at this time, when this statement was made by the Lord to Abram, it was made to Abram. All right? It was made to Abram himself, not to the Jews. The Jews wouldn't come along for 1,800 years later. There were no Jews in Egypt and Palestine and Jerusalem at the time of Abram and Abraham. There were none. Zero. None. And here's what, I hear the music, we'll be right back, and I'll tell you the lie we're being taught today by our ministers who have been lied to in seminary and Bible school, and we'll catch up with that right when we return after this break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh, boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, Officemax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Okay, folks, we're back here, and very interesting, folks, if we would just read our Bible, you know, if we would just read our Bible. Now, you can continue to go to your government church and listen to your government minister put out all the errors and lies that he was taught in seminary. Most of the time, our ministers don't even know they were lied to, and so that's why this is so important, that we read our Bible ourselves. And that's why the Catholic priests don't want you to read the Bible, because they've changed things so much in the Catholic Church. And, of course, the same in the Baptist Church, the Lutheran Church, the Methodist Church, too, Christian organizations. They have changed it so much they don't want you to read the Bible. Here's a great example. And, by the way, I was wrong. I'm not a biblical scholar, but I do read the Bible. And it says here, the Jews, there was no Jews until about 15 centuries after Abraham was born, okay? 15 centuries, 1,500 years, all right? I was wrong. I said 1,800, but I was off by three centuries. And not until 600 years after the death of Moses, okay? So there was no Jews. But we're lied to, and we're told, oh, don't say anything against the Jews, God's chosen people, because God is going to get you. And they use this verse here, chapter 12 of Genesis, verse 3, to push this falsehood. Okay, here's what it says. In the beginning of chapter 12, it says, God called Abram and blessed him with the promise of Christ in his lineage. And that's true. Jesus Christ came out of Abraham's lineage, okay, at this time called Abram, all right? And here's what it says, and I will make thee a great nation, talking right to Abram, okay? God's talking right to Abram, and he did make him a great nation. And I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And here's number 3, okay, chapter 12, verse 3. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curses thee, and in thee shall all the families of the world be blessed. Okay, and of course that means Christ is going to come in the lineage of Abraham. called Abrams at this time. He wasn't even called Abraham left. But that's the starting of chapter 12. And you can see, folks, it has absolutely nothing to do with Jews. Nothing. Remember, when people confuse the word Israel with Jews, it's not true. Israel, Jacob Israel, had 12 sons. 12 sons. And one, the fourth son, was Judah, where the name Jew came from, okay? But there was 11 other sons. So when you hear the word Israel, they mean 12 families, okay? 12 families, not the Jews, all right? And by the way, when Jesus said God said that the Israel would come back into the land, he meant all 12 tribes, not just the Jews, okay? So that also we've been lied to, okay? But there's many things. But this popped out to me last night when I was starting to read the Bible again, and I wanted to share that with you. If you go through the Bible, folks, from the very beginning to the end, God will lay things on your mind. God will point things out to you that you've been misled on, okay? Just like me last night. This just jumped right out at me, and I told my wife, who was laying right in bed beside me, about this. She says, well, what do you mean? What did you discover? And I read this to her, and we were both thrilled. We were thrilled that God, as you read his word, points out truth to you and exposes the lies, all right? So just remember that. This was to Abram, not to the Jews, and he said that I will have them that bless thee be blessed and curse them that curseth thee. Okay? And so then later on, remember, God changed Abram's name to Abraham. But it wasn't at the very beginning when he told him about what course he was going to set in his life to have Jesus Christ born in his family, you know, his family lineage and so forth. But just wanted to let you know that, folks. And then I want you to, once again, remember to order from us the Bible distinction between the house of Israel and the house of Judah. Very important. A very great evangelist in America called F.F. Bosworth made a speech. He had a speech in 1958, all right? 1954 to 1958, somewhere in there, and before a huge audience of thousands and thousands of people in a big Colosseum. I'm looking at a picture of the Colosseum here. It looks like the largest Colosseum in America, where basketball games and football games and hockey games are played, and it's totally filled, and it is F.F. Bosworth speaking, and there must be 10 to 15,000 people listening to him speak as he's up on stage in this huge Colosseum. And he's one of the biggest in America, but they won't tell you about him because he spoke truth. He was a Christian evangelist that spoke the absolute truth. And so we want you to write to us and get the Bible distinction between the house of Israel and the house of Judah. And it'll point out to you the error when your minister have been misled to think that when they say Israel, when they say the Jews in Egypt, it is not true. The exodus of the Jews, no, it was the exodus of Israel, all 12 tribes, okay? The Jews at Mount Sinai, and when the Jews entered Canaan, 12 tribes of the Jews, that's not true, folks, because like I say, if you study the Holy Bible, you'll find out that only one tribe, one son of Jacob Israel, that's where the word Israel came from, was Judah, the number four son. The rest were 11 sons by other names. So it's not the 12 tribes of Jews. It's the 12 tribes of Israel. And that's totally different than Jew. And even in the minister will make error and say, Abraham the Jew. Well, Abraham, It was 1,500 years, as I said, folks, before there was any Jew on earth, because it came from the bowels, a Jew came from the bowels of Judah, the fourth son of Jacob Israel. All right? So anyway, if you order this Bible distinction between the house of Israel and the house of Judah, read it, and then please pass it on to your minister, because your minister has been taught lies, and they don't even know it. Your minister doesn't even know that they've been taught lies. Now, there are some very evil ministers out there, as you know. We've had ministers that have raped people. One of them tried to molest my wife in Southern California, down in the basement of the church, and we absolutely worshiped our minister, and we never thought that he would do something like that. So there's some very evil ministers out there today that do, on purpose, try to teach error and mislead the population. But I would say probably 95-98% are not those kind of ministers. They've been lied to in seminary. They've been lied to in Bible school and taught error. And they believe it. Well, if you'll get this little book, The Bible Distinction Between the House of Israel and the House of Judah, written in 1920 here, I've got it. Yeah, it's written in 1920 by evangelist F.F. Bosworth. You'll be just absolutely thrilled, folks, because it's starting to open up the lies that our ministers were taught in seminary and Bible school. Okay, I think it's $5, okay? $5 postage paid. Just write to us here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. And matter of fact, you might ask also that we send you a copy of Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues. You'll be thrilled with it if you've never seen a copy of it. Write to us here at A&A. That's Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, but it's much simpler on the envelope just to put A and A. That's all. And then send that out to HC11, like Hotel Charlie 11, Box 357. Just remember the Magnum I carried on duty my whole career, 357 Magnum. KAMIH, K-A-M-I-A-H. Once again, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. 83536, and if you could send $5 and then a couple bucks for the newsletter. If you want the Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, remember it costs more postage and we've got to reprint, so put a couple bucks in for that too, and we'd appreciate it. But folks, it's time we started exposing our ministers to the truth. And it's in the Holy Bible, but they can't seem to grasp it when they've been lied to in their seminaries and Bible schools. They misread it when they read it in the Bible. But you and I, if we'll pray to God before we pick up the Bible each night and ask God to give you wisdom, give you knowledge, and give you discernment to discern the truth out of His Holy Word and to understand what He's saying there. And He will do that. God doesn't lie. God will go count your prayer, bless wisdom, knowledge, discernment if you read His Holy Word. These errors jump out at you. Truth will jump out at you and prove the error. Okay, we'll be right back after this break with more of the Off the Jack and the Lamb program on the Great Public Broadcasting Network. Right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Back again on the Officer Jack McLam program here. Welcome back. And I just had a message. I want to pass this on to the listeners today. There's some high-level meetings going on and phone hookups with Ron Paul going on at the top of the second hour. The top of the second hour, I'm going to leave the air. I just found this out. That my show will leave the air for a half an hour, okay, and we'll be back at the bottom of the hour, God willing, okay? But there's some very high-level meetings and conversation, conference call going on with Ron Paul's staff and so forth, and they need to do it during the second hour of my program there at Republic Broadcasting Network. And so I'll be off the air for a half hour, I was just informed. And that's fine with me if I can help RBN. If I can help Ron Paul in any way, folks, I'm going to do it. And I hope you understand that we'll lose a half hour at the top of the second hour, and we'll come back at the bottom of the second hour, okay? All right. Okay, let's get on with the program here now, folks. I wanted to share with you something. I was just reading in depth about the horrible Veterans Disarmament Act that was passed. And it was passed through fraud and deception. As they've done this many, many times, folks, this must mean something very, very big to the international criminal elite, because probably 20 times in our history here in America, they've done this sleight of hand, committed this fraud against the Congress, okay? And what they do is on a holiday like December 19th, most congressmen left town and were on their way to the airport or on their way to home. You know, they were returning home for the holidays, December 19th. They weren't in Washington, D.C. because their party leadership, the scumbags that they are, the pond scum that they are. I won't call them animals because no animals would ever be this evil, absolute evil. But the party leadership had told them that all the major votes were over, that the only legislative left related to non-controversial issues, such as when Congress would return from Christmas break, etc. And that's what they were told. Well, they were lying, because once all the congressmen left and they had only the party leadership there, they passed, without a recorded vote, they passed the Veterans Disarmament Act by themselves, sending all the congressmen home except the leadership. They stayed there. Okay? Who's to blame for this? Well, it's your leadership, folks. It's your leadership in the Congress has done this. Nancy Pelosi, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, and Republican House Minority Leader John Boehner. Boehner, is it? B-O-E-H-N-E-R. Boehner, I guess it's Boehner. And Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, okay? And with the help of some others, too, of course, the evil communist Carolyn McCarthy and communist Chuck Schumer. Neocon Trotskyites, both of them, all right? And so they did this, folks, and what it has to do with is, if you have had any psychological problems, anything at all, if you are a veteran and you've had PTSD, any problems sleeping at night, and you've gone to the VA, for example, or you've gone to, if you're active duty and you go in to your military doctor there, they'll send you to a psychiatrist or psychologist, and they will say you have a mental disorder of some kind because you can't sleep at night or you have nightmares at night after being told and commanded to shoot men, women, and children. Many of our soldiers are having a hard time sleeping at night. They're having a hard time with nightmares, okay, as they look into the face of little children that they had to execute there in Iraq and Afghanistan because they were ordered to do so. Repeatedly over and over again, you can know that I would have nightmares. Of course, I'd tell them no and tell them to take my gun and shoot them themselves. I'm leaving, you know, and I would be up on charges and everything, but I wouldn't do it. But most of our soldiers are, you know, 18-year-old. I went in at 17, 18 years old, 19 years old, and so forth, and they're taught to obey their commanders, so they just go out and execute the men, women, and children, non-combatants, when they're told to do so. So they're coming back psychologically messed up. Now, they're not a danger to themselves or to anybody else. They're just having trouble sleeping. They're having nightmares and so forth, okay? But now, since this Veterans Disarmament Act passed, they can no longer own a gun. Can't own a gun anymore, okay? And the thing I want to bring up to you is have to be very, very careful. And I pray you never have to go into a psychiatrist or a psychologist, because many of these people are very, very evil. I will prove that in fact, right? We'll be back in just after these important messages. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program here. And, I just talked to Kirk there at RBN. And what we're going to do during this very important conference call with Ron Paul and his staff at RBN for a half an hour, the top of the second hour, we're going to play last week's program, part of last week's program with Ernie from Virginia, okay, when he was on and had such vital information for us. And then I'll come up the bottom of the hour. Hopefully their conference call will be over. I guess we're not for sure, but John told me that he believed it would be 20, 30 minutes, and it would be over, and I'll come back up then at the bottom of the second hour, and we'll have Ernie from Virginia there with us to continue on. So sorry about that interruption, folks, but it sounds like it's a very, very important situation. And, of course, RBN and all of us want to help Ron Paul all that we can. So giving up a half an hour of my show is nothing to me. I mean, that's fine if it can help our campaign to get our presidential candidate, Ron Paul, in as our president of the United States. I'll do whatever I can. And I know most of you feel the same way about it. But anyway, I wanted to share with you the absolute critical nature of going into a psychiatrist or a psychologist today, because the government of the United States is trying to list you as a mental retard or something having mental problems. And most of us patriots, let me tell you, when I was with the Phoenix Police Department and they were trying to prove that I was crazy because I refused to do criminal activity that I was ordered to do with the Phoenix Police Department. I wouldn't do it. I said, no, I won't do that. And if you do it, I'm going to tell. I'm going to tell on you. And so many cops didn't do the criminal things they were told to do by the Phoenix Police Department superiors, because Officer Jack McLam was there and I would tell. I wouldn't let him get by with committing criminal acts against private citizens, such as violating their constitutional rights, for example, okay? But so they sent me to psychiatrist, and praise the Lord, I had a good psychiatrist that interviewed me, and a lot of things he agreed with me on, and I was quite surprised. But this psychologist that they sent me to, that was on the staff of the Phoenix Police Department and was supposed to sink me and say that I was an absolute raving idiot and a nut and a mental deficient, you know, because I refused to do criminal acts and things that were immoral, he didn't do that. Matter of fact, the first meeting we had, I sat down on his couch, and he started unloading on me all the problems he had at home, and he was totally psychologically messed up. His wife was cheating on him, his son was on drugs, and he had the most unhealthy home life, and I felt so sorry for him, I told him I'd pray for him, and I did pray for him. And so we became good friends, and when I would go in and had a session with him, the police department would send me in there, he would try to help me, sincerely help me, which was really something, because they were sending me there for him to declare me a mental deficient, a nut, and he wouldn't do that. So praise God. God was moving in my life once again, folks, and I just thank the Lord so much. But I'm telling you, most of the psychologists out there will do what the government tells them to do. And if you want to read about how psychopolitics got started, where the psychiatrist and the psychologist can work for the government, and many of them do, to turn us into a one-world government, okay? Most of the psychologists and psychiatrists out there are working with our government and the international criminal elite to turn us into a antichrist world government system, all right? And if you want to read about it, go to our newsletter, all right, folks. You might ask for this newsletter when you write in for that little book, okay, the Bible distinction between the House of Israel and the House of Judah, and ask them to send you the newsletter Spring 2007, all right, Spring 2007, with Lieutenant Colonel Karen Kawakowski on the front, okay, speaking about why we fight and her finding out, being working in the Pentagon for 10 years, that this was a fraud. This war in Iraq was absolute fraud. But if you go into page 7 in that newsletter, Spring 2007, you'll find the writings of former communist Kenneth Galf, okay, an American patriot. He came over here as a communist to overthrow our system, and he became an American patriot. He loved America so much and saw that it was so grand and so wonderful that he got out of communism and exposed psychopolitics and many other things that was going on in this nation, where psychiatrists went over to, or students anyway, went over to communist Russia. And Lenin, let me turn the page here. No, it was Beria. It was communist KGB director Laventria Beria addressed the American students of communist families in America. Okay, now get this. There's communist families in America out to overthrow the American system. Okay, they're called neocon Trotskyites today. Okay, they've kind of changed their name. They're the neoconservatives, allegedly, but they're not. They're lying. They're not conservatives at all. They are communists. But they have infiltrated and taken over the Republican Party, the neocon Trotskyites, today. But anyway, back then, they wanted their children to be part of the destruction of America, so they sent their children, college students, over to Lenin University, okay, to be trained as psychopoliticians. In other words, to come back here and help destroy America through psychoanalyzing people, being psychologists, okay, and using their power to destroy America. And here, there is a statement by Laventria Berea, the KGB director, to the students. And here, I'll just start it off for you, but I can't read the whole thing because we'd be out of time. It says here, American students at the Lenin University, I welcome your attendance at these classes on psychopolitics. Remember, these are young people that are from communist parents in the United States. That the communist parents want them to learn psychology and psychiatry and how to use it to destroy America. So here's Berea. He goes on to say, psychopolitics is an important, if less known, division of geopolitics. It is less known because it must be necessarily dealt with highly educated personnel, the very top strata of mental healing. In other words, it's hidden, okay? But psychopolitics, our chief goal, are effectively carried forward to produce the maximum of chaos in the culture of the enemy is our first most important step, okay? So the psychologists and psychiatry students that are there in Russia to be trained in psychopolitics, their number one goal is to create the maximum of chaos in the culture of the enemy of the nation they're in, America. Our fruits are grown in chaos, distrust, economic depression, and scientific turmoil. At last, a weary populace can see peace only in our offered communist state. At last, only communism can solve the problems of the masses that we've created. Okay, so they create all these problems, okay? And then, chaos, distrust, economic depression, scientific turmoil, and much more. And then the psychiatrists and psychologists, the communists, come in and resolve the problems called, I can't think of the name of it right now. But anyway, it's the dialectic. Okay, it's a dialectic. As you know, the dialectic is you create a problem, the communists create a problem, and then it's a serious problem, and the American people say, whoa, what are we going to do to solve this problem? Well, then the communists in our government, the neocon Trotskyites, come forward and say, we've got the answer. And folks, it's an answer that would not be accepted if they hadn't created the problem first. Now, that's called the dialectic, the Hegelian dialectic. Hegel was a part of this whole communist system. Hegel devised the Hegelian dialectic. You create a problem. The enemy creates a problem. For example, open borders. Open borders. Here it comes, folks. Listen to me now. You leave the borders open, you know, a 2,000-mile border to the south, and you have millions upon millions, 37 to 40 million illegals right now in our country, and the American people call uncle and say, how can we solve this problem? And the communists come forward in our government, the neocon Trotskyite, and says, national ID card. Everybody will be marked with the mark of the beast, the national ID card, and we're going to solve the problem by giving everybody the mark of the beast, the national ID card, okay? Real ID, okay? So that's the way they do it, folks. They create the problem by getting millions and millions of illegal aliens in here, a lot of them criminals, because Vicente Fox, remember, brought in his, he opened up his prisons in Mexico and sent all the prisoners, the criminals, north across the border to take over the gangs and to get ready for a violent revolution in America and commit crimes, depress the American economy and system. And now the answer is you and I have to receive the mark of the beast, the national ID card, so we can solve the problem, so we'll know who the illegal aliens are. That's a lie out of the pits of hell. By the way, let me ask this of our dear brother, Kirk, there, listening in. Kirk, could we bring Ernie up right now and get him on the show and start part of the very important information that he needs to give out? Could we do that, Kirk? Oh, he's not there? Well, shucks. I'll just ask Ernie. Ernie's listening in. Ernie, call in right now, okay, and we will get you up right now and try to get in part of the very important information that we were going to have you put out before the, and we're going to lose about half of it today. So, Ernie, if you could call in right away, and Kirk, when he calls in, please put him up right away, okay? Good, thank you. All right, but anyway, folks, I want you to ask Carol, our assistant, volunteer assistant for this newsletter, Spring 2007, and it will tell you in there all about this scientific destruction of America, using psychiatry to destroy America, all right? Now, this is so important because this is exactly what they're doing in removing the guns of people that the psychiatrists have said have a small psychological problem, like not being able to sleep at night or having nightmares, okay? Sleepless nights, okay? Well, you're a mental deficient then, according to these neocon Trotskyite psychopoliticians, and they will label you as that, and then you're not going to be able to own a gun, just like they're doing to our veterans, okay? Ernie, are you there? Ernie, have you called in? Love to get you up, brother, before we go to our break here. Almost the top of the hour here. Okay. Well, here's a couple of the things that it says in this newsletter, folks, from psychologists and psychiatrists, these psychopoliticians that are trying to destroy America. It says here, we can choose to use our growing knowledge to enslave people in ways never dreamed of before, meaning psychiatrists, depersonalizing them, controlling them by means so carefully selected that they will perhaps never be aware of their loss of personhood. Now, that was Dr. Carl R. Rogers, former president of the American Psychological Association, okay? And then the next one is, teaching school children to read was a perversion. We can't do that. And high literacy rate breeds individualism, so we have to destroy a high literacy rate in our children, said John Dewey, nationally known educational psychiatrist. And as you know, folks, right now, 50% of our kids are graduating from high school and they can't read. So their work is working perfectly, all right? All right. Is Ernie there yet, Kirk? Ernie? Oh, Ernie, come on, brother. He hasn't called in yet. Okay. All right. Well, okay. So, let's see. Here's another one, folks. Oh, okay. Ernie, brother, thank you for coming on. Sorry about the disruption today, but could you go ahead and start into what you were going to tell us? Hello, Ernie? Hello? Ernie out there. Earth to Ernie.
Yeah.
Okay, Ernie. Go right ahead, brother Ernie.
Okay. Jack, am I on?
Okay. Go right ahead, brother. Sorry.
Okay, you were talking about the House Resolution 2640. That's the Veteran Disarmament Bill.
Okay.
I want you to know that it was presented to the President on January 4th and signed by the President on January 8th, and it became Public Law Number 110-180. And did you see anything in the major media about the signing?
Nothing at all. Of course, this once again proves our president is controlled by the neocon Trotskyites.
Right, and the mainstream media is totally controlled.
Yes.
As we've talked about many times.
Uh-huh.
We have some serious problems at the UN. Bob Chapman brought up fraud and abuse at the UN. In his latest World Affairs brief on January 12th, fraud and abuse at the UN has reached staggering levels. Investigators are working on 250 financial and sexual offenses. Two-thirds
wow.
are theft and fraud, and 80 are about sexual exploitation and abuse.
Wow, my goodness, brother.
You
would think that would be newsworthy, would you not? And that
you would think so, but I have an important point to make after the break.
Okay, we'll be right back after the break, folks. Ernie, our Capitol Hill commando, be right back.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Let's go right back to Ernie now in Virginia. Ernie, go right ahead, brother.
Okay, thank you, Jack. The reason why I'm bringing up this fraud and abuse at the UN reaching staggering levels is because our CFR member senators want to continue to push this Law of the Sea Treaty. If you recall, at the end of May, early June, at the Bilderberg meeting in Istanbul, Turkey, the administration did a reversal, and the Bilderberg participants celebrated the administration coming on board to support the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea. Well, how can our, in good faith, our senators, especially in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee that voted 17-4 in late October to approve the Law of the Sea Treaty, continue to go forward when the UN has so much fraud going on, and investigators are working on 250 financial and sexual offenses. Two-thirds are theft and fraud. 80 are about sexual exploitation and abuse.
Wow.
And frauds and peacekeeping contracts involve at least $600 million, as Bob Chapman writes in his latest international affairs brief.
Good grief. Wow.
The reason why I'm bringing this up, we need to continue to call to say no to this law, the Sea Treaty. And when I saw in the media that fellow CFR member, Senator John Warner of Virginia, is going down to South Carolina to assist CFR member John Warner, who are both supportive of the law of the Sea Treaty.
John McCain.
Yeah, John McCain has sort of backed away a little bit. He's not convinced now, but, you know, the politics of this.
Right.
He doesn't want to come out and say anything opposing it now because he's after the New Hampshire win.
Yeah.
That he doesn't want that to get in the way of a campaign, especially in South Carolina, where you'll see a lot of conservative voters and people in South Carolina who would not support any senator or any presidential candidate that would want to see our national state ended and our national sovereignty undermined by the U.N.
Right, yeah.
And so we have, again, the lack of mainstream media coverage on this law of the Sea Treaty and Senator John Warner's support of it and Senator McCain's support of it. And we know from the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, in which Mr. Warner is a member, and Senator Webb of Virginia, he supported it. Every Democrat voted as part of that 17-4 measure vote.
Yes.
So we're in big-time trouble here. And I'm worried that that's going to come up probably about the same time that they bring up the thought crime legislation, Senate Bill 1955. Or House Resolution 1955, Bill 1959.
Right, yes.
Which will put emphasis on thought and make it a crime for people to dissent with government positions. For example, you mentioned the Real ID Act. And recently, I think it was Friday, Secretary of Homeland Security, Chertoff, talked about new standards to be implemented over a longer time frame. But you have to wonder, where does the administration get the authority to do this? And when the Real ID Act was passed in 2005, where was the mainstream media coverage on this? There was none. And since then, many states have opted
quiet because the American people would go crazy if they knew about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so that is an outrage, too, where they're going with that bill. But more importantly, the Law of the Sea Treaty, Senate Bill 1959, I think we're getting close to 2 o'clock, so I'll talk more about it when we come back after hearing from the Ron Paul campaign or whatever dialogue they might have.
Okay. All right. Okay. We're going to be down for half an hour now, but I want to play a clip from last week's program of Ernie from Virginia. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Bottom of the hour for more live broadcast. Good luck, John, with John Paul and staff. And somebody say a prayer that everything will go well on that conference call. We'll be back in half an hour. Take care.